This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Not again.
Check engine light.
Not again. They got to call you back. The check engine light stays on. We'll figure this out. It's only been – today is our year anniversary, so it only is fitting that we continue to have technical issues throughout the show. Eventually, we'll get into our studio together where we can just talk to each other like people normally do. And work together and discuss things and whatnot. But actually hear me when we're on the air. That's great. But we got now, though, right, Bart? We're good?
I'm here. I'm Gucci.
My man. All right. That's great. All right.
Mute it on up.
It's like the fun topic we've had going here today is the sports pardons. And we've gotten some really good ones. We got some calls on them as well that we want to grab. But I do want to read a couple that we've gotten at Bart and Hahn Twitter handle. And one I got is I think it's Classic 153 with a K. It says, "Are you willing to pardon Don Shula for the 1982 playoff game, the Mud Bowl?" I am not. Don Shula will never be forgiven for that. And any Dolphin fan knows that was cheating before leagues paid attention to cheating.
Competitive advantage.
What league today would allow a field to look like that for a playoff game?
Remember, Pittsburgh did it too. Remember Pittsburgh did that? They made them resod it because they basically painted the dirt because they wanted to slow everybody down and stop the blitz. Pittsburgh did it too. They made them go to artificial turf.
Terrible. Just that I'll never ever forgive that one.
That cuts deep for you, Alan. That cuts really, really deep.
Yeah, it cuts deep, yeah. All right, so let's
you got an ice box where your heart used to be for that one.
That was my first heartbreaking sports moment as a fan. I was not even 10 years old. And I watched that game, and I'm watching A.J. Dewey. I'm watching Richard Todd Freeman McNeil can't run because you can't – there's no footing at all. An absolute disaster of a game, an ugly game too. And that happened. And then I find out all the years later when I find out what actually – why was the field in that condition. Yeah. And then we find out because Don Shula said – the Orange Bowl, they had a terrible rainstorm. No, don't put down the tarps. Let it rain right on the field. Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Imagine that happening today. You'd never get away with that today. Anyways.
I too am scarred from that as well. You know, my moment is both of them are Pistons moments. You know,
I
get on my stealing my bird. It gets on my damn nerves. I hate that
Isaiah.
Because it's a soundbite. It's a soundbite that won't die. And
Johnny
Isaiah
Most,
was never supposed to take the ball out, but in the midst of the panic, he went and took it out, and he just dropped and he froze up. And then I have to deal with the next year. I have to deal with the fact that the phantom call from Bill Laimbeer, who got one on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which we know that was a piece of crap as well. You know what I mean? The Pistons should have had a three-peat. The Pistons should have had a three-peat.
But at least you won after that.
Titles.
Again, the Mud Bowl, there was no coming back from that. It was it. Mark Gastineau then has to do what he did on Brian Stipe. And that, I mean, there's so many moments in Jet history that just beat you down. And at least, again, Bartman happened, but, you know, and Gonzalez, that all happens, but you still win the World Series years later. So at least you have that. These moments that I'm talking about, you know, where you have Patrick, you missed a finger roll, or John Starks, you know, going 2-for-18 or any of that stuff. Like, how about this one? If you're a Knicks fan, do you pardon Pat Riley? If you're a Jets fan, do you pardon Bill Belichick? For Pat Riley left the Knicks. It was he resigned via fax, and kids, a fax machine is today basically sending an email. All right. Back then, it was a fax machine. You hit a button and you waited. And anyways, it's a long way to explain it. Now we just take a sledgehammer to fax machines because it feels good. Hopefully, everybody got that reference. Meanwhile, let's take Rich in Kentucky, who wants to pardon someone. Rich.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Rich.
All right, I got a couple. It's like 1A and 1B. So I was 6 years old and not a fan of Kentucky, but I'm going to say Christian Laettner and Darren Fieldhouse. Like, they're grown men in their 60s and 70s that are still traumatized by that shot. Like, let it go. They've won enough in the past 30 years. Let it go.
You just got to keep watching it happen over and over and over again?
But that's all I got. They watch it over and over again, just beat themselves up with it. Like, it's over, let it go. Move on.
All right, I got you. That's pretty good. Thanks for the call. That's one of those plays. You see it over and over and over again and everywhere around the country. Like, what a great shot! Except you're in Kentucky, and you're like, I never want to see that shot. Like, that should have never happened. All right, we'll get back to calls.
What about Craig Elo? Like when Jordan hit that shot, why is Craig Elo the one checking him? Shouldn't it have been
well, that's Ron Harper.
They took Ron Harper out.
Story.
Yeah, they took him out the game. Like, why'd you take me out of the game? I'm the best defender we got.
Yeah, that's right. That's the Ron Harper situation, right? So do you pardon was it Lenny Wilkins, the coach of the Cavs, right? Was it Lenny Wilkins that made that decision? I'm trying to remember who was the coach.
It was either Lenny Wilkins or the other guy, man. Fratello.
No, I don't think it was Fratello. Fratello was the coach of the Hawks.
Okay. It must have been Lenny Wilkins then.
Yeah. There's so many memories that are coming to mind right now as I'm trying to think of different moments in sports. But that's when there are unforgivable moments, as I mentioned. I don't know if you could ever forgive Pete Carroll for not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. I don't know how you do, but I'll leave that up to you. And the Rockets missed 27 consecutive three-pointers in a clinching game with a big lead. You can't pardon that. There's no pardoning that because you did that to yourself. Like, that's not something where it was just
a
mistake.
Go make a layup. Go make a damn layup.
Thank you. It's eventually you got to just stop taking those threes. All right. So we'll continue with that. That's been a lot of fun. But right now, let's get into some NFL headlines because there's a lot of interesting stories going around this league, not just Phillip Rivers retiring, but several other things. And we're going to do that next in what we call Blitz or Prevent.
Here we go.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
Caught, what a catch.
Am I saying it wrong? Is it Prevent or is it Prevent? How would you say it, Bart?
We say Prevent.
It's Prevent.
Prevent.
We have to talk
prevent
about voiceover defense. Guy. Blitz or Prevent? No, it's Prevent.
Tomato, tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off. All right, so as we get ready for championship weekend, let's look at the AFC matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills. A great piece on ESPN.com, by the way, written by Bills insider Marcel Louis-Jacques, reminds us that this is a matchup that goes back to the 2017 draft. Buffalo traded its first-round pick that year to Kansas City in order to help their rebuild in the first year of head coach Sean McDermott. They traded down to 27th. They also a third-rounder in 2017, plus a first-rounder in 2018. The Bills emerged from that deal with three cornerstone pieces for a team that is now in the AFC Championship game. You got Tre'Davious White, Tremaine Edmonds, Deion Dawkins, and Sion Neill, who is a big piece of the special teams. The Chiefs, by the way, I don't know if you remember, Bart. You know who they got?
My homeboy?
Yes, they got the draft pick for Patrick Mahomes. So, Blitz or Prevent. Considering the Bills got Josh Allen a year later, would you still say the Chiefs won this trade, or do we need to see what happens Sunday and maybe change our minds?
No, I don't need to. Like, listen, Mahomes is a much better quarterback than that of Josh Allen. He gives you scheme versatility. He's going to be great in whatever scheme you put him in. So one Mahomes is greater than three Bills. I don't care who you name them, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly, because guess what, Andre Reed, because guess what, none of them won a damn thing. So I'm going to go with Mahomes boy because he has his team set up for a back-to-back championship, and if he wins two, he could win three.
Are you sure? Well, this is what makes you worry if you're the Jets, if you're trading the two pick and you're trading down. Like, if you're trading for Deshaun Watson, that's one
right,
thing.
Right.
If you're trading down and then you pass on one of the quarterbacks that are there and, Zach Wilson turns into a Patrick Mahomes type, they call him the Mormon Mahomes, then you're really going to be kicking yourself. So you got to tell yourself, well, we got three cornerstone pieces. Still ain't Mahomes. All right. Speaking of Mahomes, so we're still waiting to see if he's going to be cleared for Sunday's AFC Championship game after he sustained a concussion in the divisional game against the Browns. And, Bart, you've maintained that he will play. Andy Reid says so far he's passed all the protocols, still has more to go through. But listen to what Brett Favre said in a bit of a warning to Mahomes and the NFL about rushing him back on the field. This is from TMZ.
I played 321 straight games. It kind of goes against everything that I stood for when I played. But you got to be smart. You got to be smart. I was never faced with a decision that he potentially will face this week. And ultimately, the decision may fall on the doctors. And if they choose that he doesn't play, then it's the right move because of long-term damage. And when you're in the moment and you're young, you're bulletproof, man. But I'm 51 years old, and I wonder what tomorrow will bring because of concussions more than anything.
All right, so Favre does have a point, Bart. And if you're the Bills defense, knowing Mahomes had the concussion issue, you got to be looking to ring his bell as early as possible in this game. That's just let me rephrase. That's not just dangerous for the Chiefs. It's dangerous for Mahomes. That's my blitzer preview.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the reality of it is we all take a certain amount of risk. And Mahomes is probably saying, and the Chiefs are probably saying, we're going to protect you by getting the ball out of your hands early. We're going to protect you by making sure that we keep extra guys in. And the thing is, the Bills don't get to the quarterback that great. They don't have a great pass rush. And if they dare to blitz Mahomes, and if he's got any, you know, 85% of his cognitive skills, you know, in all his head together, he's going to be able to shred them apart. So you just have to do a better job of that. But the fact that you think that he's not going to play, the fact that he has the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and knowing if he gets to the Super Bowl, he has 2 weeks to let his head heal even more. You can listen, 100%. Look at that. Look, camera, you can zoom into my eyeballs. Look into these Hazel Aqua Mocha Latte eyeballs, Hershey Kisses eyeballs. He is going to play 100%. I don't care what anybody says. He don't care what Brett Favre said, because Brett Favre, though, if he was in that situation, he would play as well with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. You live these times for the Super Bowl. Guys would say, hey, I'll give up my pinky. Hell, Ronnie Lott cut off a nub for it so he can, you know, continue to play because he wanted to get to a Super Bowl. You think Mahomes, he's just going to grow his hair out, probably put a perm in it so he can have a little extra cushion and put the Dana Stubblefield cap on the top so he can have the extra protection.
Yeah, but you understand what Favre is trying to say is that all these years later,
they have consequences. They have consequences.
I'm feeling what I went through as a player, and
we all know
telling you it's not. He's trying to warn, like, this is not the best thing for you. Live to fight another day.
Yeah, but he's going to say, I'm going to live to get another Super Bowl because I'm trying to go to football immortality, and we've worked all year for this. So I'll put it at risk. It's a calculated risk, but it's a risk that I guarantee you that Mahomes is willing to take. And you just hope that if he does do that, and the reality is, if I'm the Buffalo Bills, my job is to get you up out of there. And it's not about being dirty. I want to wring your head. I want to take you to the ground and let your head bounce off the turf, and then so that you can have reoccurring injuries, so that you can get the hell out of there, so we can have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
It's the same thing as if you knew he had cracked ribs, right, Bart? I mean, you would target the ribs. That's why in hockey, in the NHL, they always tell you lower body, upper body, because they don't want you to know where the injury is.
Exactly. I mean, it's just the reality of it is. Anybody in their right mind would do that. I don't care if you're a boxer, you got somebody hurt to the body, you're going to keep going to the damn body. Why throw at the head when the guy's, you know, crutching over and protecting his ribs? So that's just the reality of it is. You don't want to hurt somebody permanently, but if his concussion and him forgetting a couple of days of his life, you know, is in between me going to the Super Bowl, then I guess what? I'll tell you about what you did on those 2 days.
All right, this morning the news broke that Colts quarterback Philip Rivers will retire. It's very weird to say Colts quarterback Philip Rivers, even after a year. Now, it's not a huge surprise. He spent 16 seasons with the Chargers. He finished last year with the Colts, or this past season. The only one, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the only one of the big three from the 04 quarterback draft to not win a Super Bowl ring. You have Eli and obviously Big Ben that we talked about. But he still left his mark on the game. As I mentioned earlier, he ranks fifth in NFL history with over 63,000 passing yards. He's an eight-time Pro Bowler, fifth in league history with 421 touchdown passes. But with him officially gone, Bart, the Colts are once again in the market now for a quarterback, like several other teams.
Yes.
So blitz or prevent. Now, I'm going to blitz this one because I actually want answers from you. So I'm not even going to make a statement here. I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what kind of impact does this opening have on the quarterback carousel that we are expecting to see this offseason? And there could be several starting quarterbacks on the market and as many as four coming into the league via the draft that could be viewed as franchise caliber. So what kind of impact is now this job opening, the Colts, have on what movement we are expecting from the quarterbacks this offseason?
Well, I think it has a huge impact on just the quarterback carousel. One, we know that, you know, they have like the fourth most salary cap space, so they have the opportunity to buy and pay for a high price for a Jameis Winston or a Cam Newton. But we know that they need a better upgrade than that because Philip Rivers was as good as you expect those quarterbacks to be. So now you're saying, where are they going to get their quarterback from? Well, we know that this team is desperate. They gave up their first-round draft pick for DeForest Buckner last year because they know they needed to get better, and they were willing to give up a first-round draft pick because they realized that they're within their window. But the big elephant in the room is they'll never be able to trade. I don't care how many picks they're willing to give up for Deshaun Watson, because there's no way I'm trading Deshaun Watson within the division. So that disqualifies them. So all they can do is maybe hope that, you know, they're able to make a trade or make a move for Carson Wentz, and that Frank Reich can restore that magic that, you know, Carson Wentz had his MVP year. Because you think about that, it opens up. They have the salary cap space to be able to absorb his contract and maybe even give, you know, the Eagles something back in return in form of a take some bad, maybe a bad deal or a bad contract off of them as well. They can absorb both so that they can free up some salary cap space for them and maybe send something in return. You know, so that opens everything up. That allows that quarterback situation in Philadelphia to be a little bit better, knowing that you have Jalen Hurts and you don't have a quarterback controversy if Wentz ever struggles. So I think that opens those two things up, which still continues to make like the front runners, I believe, for Deshaun Watson, if he is dealt, it's going to be the Jets, it's going to be potentially the 49ers, and now we're hearing that potentially that the Panthers could be in play. You know, they have Teddy Bridgewater, but that's a team-friendly deal. They have tremendous cap space. I just don't know if they have the assets. They may be trying to give up players, receivers, and draft picks. The Jets have the best thing because they can have the number two pick. So I think this is going to open everything up. And Phillip Rivers just, you know, he did what he's supposed to. And how crazy is this? The fact that Big Ben is the last one standing, and he's a $41 million cap hit that could be gone, that opens up another space, that, which could put the Pittsburgh Steelers in the market for Deshaun Watson.
That, I was just going to mention that. Yeah, that's how I was going to tag it. I was going to say that exact thing. Let's also remember that it's not a given that Big Ben will be back next year. So all
and
three
the
of them
are
in the league. It certainly would be as we are looking forward. And you mentioned Carson Wentz potentially with Frank Reich. Boy, that would be a real interesting pairing to see if there was that magic that those two had together.
Doesn't he remind you of Andrew Luck, too? Like, he reminds you of Andrew Luck, the way he plays, the way he's built. So I can remind
– I think Andrew Luck is a better leader, though. I just think he was more beloved by his teammates than Wentz is.
Better neck beard, too. Better neck beard.
Way better beard. The last one, though, ESPN's Tim McManus reported yesterday that the Eagles are in no rush to hire a coach. They want to go through an extensive search process, and that's what we always hear, don't we? The Eagles continue to cast a wide net. So they've interviewed Arthur Smith, Robert Saleh, who took the job with the Jets. He'll be introduced tomorrow. Brandon Staley, he also accepted the job elsewhere at Chargers. And Arthur Smith was with Atlanta. So they've also met with some of the big names, you know, the rising stars kind of names, Jared Mayo, Joe Brady, Kellen Moore. Talked with Deuce Staley, and I believe Sal Palantonio tell us that?
Exactly.
Last week.
He was first, yeah.
Kellen Moore, and then in recent days, you have Josh McDaniels is one of more of the candidates that they have met with. He's the hot name at the moment.
Josh McDaniels, are you serious?
Tim McManus says he's the hot name. He had a marathon interview with the Eagles on Sunday, and there's a lot of industry buzz since then saying he's the guy. Others, though, believe that's premature. So Blitzer Prevent, this should be a coveted job. Why does it seem like it's not?
It's not, because they have a quarterback controversy. They're in salary cap hell, and people don't know what to do. They have an aging roster. Listen, Philadelphia went all in to get their first championship as an organization, and these are the repercussions of that. You know, Josh McDaniels is starting to figure out that, you know, Bill Belichick giving him his world ain't the world that he want to be a part of, a world in the post, you know, Tom Brady era where you don't have any money, or you have money but you have no talent, and it's a long rebuild. And then, you know, if he is, you know, the head coach there and Bill Belichick moves up to the upper office, that he's replacing a legend and a GOAT, and he can never live up to those expectations. I think he's saying, you know what, I want to make my own world, Bill. You can keep yours because yours is on fire right now. So I can see, you know,
you're
maybe he wants
now
to get out
Josh
of town.
Allen and potentially Deshaun Watson.
Exactly. So, I mean, you look at, you know, maybe the you know, will Josh McDaniels interview once again another Patriot coach or Patriot executive going to Houston as well as they start to become New England South? You know, will that happen, or will that, you know, will he get a interview with them? So it's interesting, but I wouldn't want either one of those jobs right now, especially not as my first job. This would be the second job for Josh McDaniels, which could be ultimately his last. So you have to choose wisely, whether you're Todd Bowles, whether you're Josh McDaniels, because you get one shot is great. You get two, that's a blessing. Three doesn't exist.
That's Blitzer Prevent. It's very interesting, some of these headlines, and we'll certainly keep an eye on them as we get closer now to championship weekend. We'll break down these games in the next couple of days like we've been doing throughout the playoffs. Hard to believe we're already at championship weekend in the NFL. We will continue, of course, with our sports pardons because, again, the calls continue at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get back to those, grab a few of those as we can. I've gotten a couple on the Barton Hunt Twitter. Kovan saying that he's a diehard Vikings supporter. Gary Anderson, 98, badly needs a pardon for missing the field goal against the in the NFC Championship game. I was reading another one. Oh, this is Paco said, pardon A-Rod. Top 20 ball player of all time deserves better. I don't care about the roids.
He did it twice, though.
The further away, one, well, I think it's that he lied the first time around in the whole, you know, cousin Uri thing.
Damn, Ray, your cousin, man. Like, man, you threw other people under the bus, too.
But A-Rod has certainly done a really good job cleansing his brand, would you say?
Yeah. Time it heals all wounds, man.
I think he's done a
really
good job.
He hooked up with one of the hottest chicks in the world. He was at the inauguration. He's politically correct. You know, he's sitting up there on Shark Tank. I think it's still good to be A-Rod.
It's also good to be affiliated with J-Lo, wouldn't you say? It's worked well for both of them, doubt about it.
The benefits is astronomical.
I see what you did there. Congratulations. Well done. Phrasing. Conor McGregor returns to the Octagon January 23rd in a rematch against Dustin Poirier at UFC 257, only on ESPN Plus. UFC 257 exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV. We mentioned Deshaun Watson. We've got some very interesting, I guess, two different takes on whether or not he will leave Houston and where one star player thinks he should go. That and more coming up on Audio Files next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. The sports pardons continue, and they're, and Bart, once again, check engine.
I got you. I'm just playing.
Oh, man. Don't do that to me. It's been that kind of day, man. Like, we're trying to enjoy our one-year anniversary. It's paper, right? They say it's paper?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I think it's paper. I'm going to send you a bunch of envelopes.
See, I thought, you know, paper means you got to send me money. Maybe we should throw in on Mega Millions. Mega Millions, $970 million.
Send me a
Bitcoin. I told my wife this morning, I'm like, we got to be all in. Like, we got to put some. Like, if you bought $100, you're putting $100 down to win $970 million. Your odds might be terrible, but that's still a pretty damn good investment, right? You know what she told me? You're still only going to come away with like $400 million anyway.
Like, really? Like, listen, I'll give you
like, what?
Tell her you give her $100 every time you want her to shut the hell up. Here's a hundred. Hey, baby.
More money. A couple more tweets. Let's see. On the sports pardons. Dave Jones wants to pardon John Starks for 2-for-18 in Game 7. God bless you, man. Dan wants to pardon Michael Vick for the dogfighting. I say no.
Yeah, you can't pardon him for that. You can say, hey, I appreciate, you know, you champion the cause, but, you know, you still got to take that L, Holmes.
Yeah, that's not good. And there's, let me see, do we have time? Let's get just one more here, because this is one I saw. We have a bunch of them on hold, but if he's still there, Alex in Florida has one. Alex?
Hey, guys. Could we pardon Nick Saban for picking up Dante Culpepper instead of Drew Brees?
That's a good one, man. I tell you what. Yeah, that's
see, I thought you were going to bring up the kick six or something like that. I thought you were going to bring up something like a coaching decision, because I'm like, the guy's got seven rings. There's no pardoning any mistakes he made as a coach. But that's one. The Drew Brees one, though, when he was with the Dolphins. And he admits that. He admits it, too. He admits that was an absolute just disaster, like a terrible decision by him.
They would have had stability, and all those records would have been in the Dolphins. They would have been terrorizing our division, and Tom Brady would have had a real foe in that division to go against.
That's my point. We talked about the impact on Phillip Rivers that the Manning decision had, right, as Phillip Rivers retires today.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Now, first of all, let's say that Nick Saban trusts his gut and goes with Drew Brees. And Drew Brees now is in the AFC East. Does Tom Brady have the same success? Does Nick Saban ever go back to college?
Oh.
Think about that.
It's like going back to the future.
There's so much of that. Like, think about, like, again, the dominoes that fall on the little decisions that are made, although that was a big decision. But you think about it, what would have happened from there, and also what branched off from there, which includes Tom Brady and how he just dominated the division for the longest time, because no team in the division could get a quarterback that could play.
Yeah, for the most part, you can always ring up six victories in a win column just from the division. So all you had to do was maybe win three or four outside of the division, you were good.
You worry about that
matchup and Nick Saban versus his mentor and Bill Belichick going back and forth. Two guys that are cut from the same cloth. All that stuff was on the same staff with Cleveland. And guess what? It had been a lot of college fans that were happy.
You notice, by the way, is Doug Marrone going to Alabama now? You've got all these NFL guys that go to get Adam rehabilitated.
Adam Gase as the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. You don't give him Russell Wilson? Remember, they say he's always great when he has a great quarterback. He doesn't develop them. He inherits them.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out. But essentially, Alabama now rehabilitating NFL coaches. We're seeing that as well.
You ain't never lied.
All right, though, but we do have some pretty interesting stuff going on in the world of sports as we continue with the show. And we like to do that from the newsmakers themselves in what we call audio files.
The audio file. The audio file.
And we are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So let us begin in audio files, Bart. With first of all, let's set it up this way. As we've been talking about Deshaun Watson and where he should go, and we believe the Jets would have the best offer to make to the Texans. Now, let's remember, as you mentioned this yesterday, and a lot of people keep forgetting this, but you said it yesterday a couple of times, and it's true. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause. When you have the NTC, you have the power. So a team might say, oh, I can offer – the Texans might say, I love this offer from Team X. He might say, well, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to go there. So, all right, so much for that offer. So, again, if he says the Jets or no one, right, or I'll just be miserable here, then obviously, you know, you have a little bit more leverage if you're the Jets, because he'd rather go to you than maybe he gives you the Jets and another team, and that other team doesn't have a good offer or nearly as good as the Jets. So, as we say that, Richard Sherman, who was on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, we actually did try to get Richard Sherman on our show, but he wasn't available. There was some reason he wasn't available, but he wasn't available. He said this, though. He said, if I was Deshaun, I would get out of there as quickly as possible. I'd head to New York. He said, the Jets. It would be the most beautiful situation. They have a decent offensive line. They have to find threats. They'd have to find some offensive weapons. But I think there would be a lot more excited. People would be a lot more excited to be there. And so he brings that part up. Now, so we get more excited, right? All right, wait, Richard Sherman's now telling him to go to the Jets. James Harden's here in New York trying to tell him to go to the Jets. He's been in New York. It's got to happen, right? Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, threw a wet blanket on this whole thing. Take a listen.
That is true from Houston's side. They feel like, hey, we just did a long-term contract with you less than 5 months ago. We haven't really had in-depth conversations with you about this. We haven't received a trade request. You know, the question is, how far is Deshaun Watson willing to take this. And talking to people around the league, they're torn. Some people think, like, look, they're going to work this out. They have a good GM that they just hired in Nick Caserio. It might not be – he wasn't hired in the process by which Deshaun wanted to see, because he was told he would be involved, and he wasn't. That's part of the issue. The other side of this, though, is that he has core issues with ownership. And when you have issues with ownership, that might not be repairable, depending on how the player responds over the next few weeks and months. But if he truly is fed up, then it is inevitable that as the stages you mentioned go by, you know, Deshaun's kind of icing the team out. He's not talking to him. He's making clear he wants out. And then all of a sudden you're listening to trade offers until you're actively trading a player. We've seen this dance many times, and that's how this goes.
So he said no chance, but then he then opened the door at the end there, saying, but if it just keeps going in this direction. So he's got a playbook that he's got to follow, Bart. Do you see any chance he stays in Houston after all this?
I don't think it's repairable. Now, at worst, I think he maybe says, you know what, I'll give it a year, I'll give you guys a chance. But there's no way that it's going to happen and it's going to be successful. This team can't get that much better, right? I don't care who you bring in as a coach. They're strapped for cash. They got no draft picks. And you look at J.J. Watt saying, hey, man, sorry we wasted a year. Now, what is J.J. Watt going to say on the last year of his contract? Sorry we wasted 2 years of your career? Like, those careers, and you talk about a kid that's already had a knee injury while he's been in the NFL. So he's saying, you know what, any given Sunday, it could be my last play. I want to make sure that I become a winner first. And, yeah, maybe the Jets don't look like an instant winner now, or maybe the Dolphins are on the cusp. But I can go here, and I got the opportunity to help mold this organization. I guarantee you, if he comes to New York, that they're going to give him input on who he wants to throw to, who he wants to, you know, be around. And Richard Sherman, you can say that maybe he's a little bit unbiased because he loves Salah, because he played for him, so he knows, you know, intimate details about.
You think
how
he would say that? Just
team.
Do you think he says that exclusively, or does he kind of know something?
No,
like, does he know that Salah might have said something like, "Well, yeah, we're going to try to get him," or, you know, do you think that?
Richard Sherman just said that
completely on his own.
Yeah, he would, because Salah would never, you know, disclose any of that to him. And then really, that's a Joe Douglas move. That's not a Salah move. Even though that Salah's in the newlywed phase, I'm sure they're talking to each other and said, okay, we got plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan A is stay put with Sam Darnold, move down, get more assets, or take the offensive lineman and build around Sam Darnold. Plan B is, you know, trade Sam Darnold maybe to the Colts who need a quarterback, and let's say get more draft picks and more draft capital and draft us a quarterback out of, you know, with the number two pick. Or plan C is to trade for Deshaun Watson, use some of our salary cap space, put some weapons around him, and go from there and build our team that way, and make sure that we're financially and fiscally, you know, responsible, so that we don't, you know, just put all our money in players and then have no salary cap space. Let's make sure that we continue to build through the draft like we did last year, and use some and keep some of the picks that we have, and don't mortgage the farm off. Because if Deshaun says this is my preferred choice, Deshaun can say, listen, I'm only going to the Jets, and then there's nothing that the Houston Texans can do about it. Last thing they want is a disgruntled superstar that's not showing up to work and that's becoming divisive within the organization. This is a guy that touches the ball every single play, and if he's unhappy and he's not playing inspired and he's not putting his heart and soul into it, you have no chance to win anyway. So it doesn't matter if he's a franchise quarterback. He won't be a franchise quarterback for you. We see how happy James Harden is smiling now that he's in New York. I guarantee you, he's saying, listen, I can be a star here. I mean, James Harden looked like a refreshed, rejuvenated man that went into the sweat camp and lost 20 pounds in one day, and he's just so happy. He was just, all that weight on his stomach was his cortisol levels going up, and that's what happens. You get belly fat when your stress levels is up, and now he doesn't have any stress. All the belly fat went away.
And so did the rest of our time to do audio files, so that's going to have
bad.
To do it. You had a lot of passion about that one topic, but that's all right, because that was actually a really big story. We did have a couple other ones, but maybe we can get to it tomorrow.
Get our Encore podcast. We'll get that when we get a sponsor. Maybe Progressive will get extra cheese on our taco and give us another sponsor.
Yeah, I think a little, you know, a little after party podcast, right, would work, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. With streamers and dancers and lions and tigers and stuff.
And bears, oh my. That sounds good. But coming up, we do have Lunch Money, and we're going to pick from tonight's doubleheader on ESPN a couple of very interesting games, and we'll try to put some money in your pocket. As we move forward as a country, we keep trying to make that money, no doubt about it. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Have you checked out WandaVision yet on Marvel Studios WandaVision yet, Bart? You have a chance to check that out yet?
I have not yet. I'm a millennial. Let me mute. I'm a millennial now, so like, I wait till all of the episodes come out. I just binge watch.
Well, the series is now streaming only on Disney Plus, and new episodes are each Friday. So I know you're probably just waiting for Lamal to be there.
Yeah, I want three in a row. I'll take three. I can handle three.
See, that's like Mandalorian. I had to watch every Friday because all my friends would then want to talk about it the next day. So if I didn't keep up, I would already be here. I couldn't wait. Yeah. WandaVision is everybody's raving about it already, though, so you want to check that out. And by the way, if you missed any portion of our show and the madness that ensues while we're on the air, you can only imagine what's going on off the air. The check engine light just keeps coming on. It's beautiful. But you can always find both hours of Bart and Hahn posted daily as a podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts. And like I said, it's just actually kind of funny because I'm sure as I listen back to the podcast, it sounds a lot cleaner and neater, but really, we do have our moments. No question. Let's do lunch money real quick
chaos,
here.
Chaos, baby. Let's do it.
Organized chaos. So let's put some cheese on the taco. Tonight, you've got some NBA games. So Kyrie back with the Nets. And we did have some really interesting stuff from Kendrick Perkins about Kyrie that I really think we should play tomorrow. We never got to George Springer, who signed the 6-year, $150 million deal as well with the Blue Jays. And it kind of suggests to me that maybe George Springer didn't want to be a Met, because it's hard to believe the Mets were outbid for him. So, that's a story
they're butting up right against the luxury tax. I know they were wanted to make sure that they can still stay financially fiscal.
He's a good fit for them.
$20 million a year is a lot to give up.
He's a good fit for them. You know, I want to hear more about that. So, anyways, with that in mind, though, you have Kyrie Irving back with the Nets. Nets at the Cavs tonight. So let's keep an eye on that game tonight and to talk about tomorrow as well to see how he fits now with Kevin Durant and James Harden. And yes, he's got to fit. You know, that's going to be interesting. He's got to fit in now. He apologized. He was away, but you're back. But, you know, you can't just now think you're going to go back to playing the game the way you're used to playing it. You've got to now fit in with these two stars that played great when you were not there. But another two games is the Celtics and the Sixers. Those are two teams that expect to contend with the Nets in the East, and they play each other. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And Philly is favored by 5.5 as the home team in this game. No Seth Curry. I don't believe he's back yet. And the Celtics have been dealing with the COVID stuff. But I'm going to take the Celtics in this game, Bart, even though they're the road team. The other one is Phoenix and the Rockets, the new-look Rockets. Phoenix on the road. They're laying 5.5. There's something about the Rockets that I'm very interested in, and I want to watch tonight. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to take
casual?
The Rockets.
Are you a casual?
I'm going to take the points in the Rockets. I'm going to watch that, just see what happens. So you have that going on. But, Bart, we've got championship weekend coming up, and tomorrow is going to be a lot, also in Friday, going to be a lot of time spent on those two games.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be amazing, man. We're going to start getting those injury reports, seeing who's in, who's out, you know, who's questionable, who's maybe, who's iffy, whose check engine light is on, who's running out of gas. It's going to be exciting.
All right. Well, welcome 46. Let's hope for better days ahead, everybody. And, of course, we'll see you all tomorrow. Bart?
I holla.
Hopefully.